Okay.
Okay.
My daughter, please. Beginning with our new cases, case number 9 is CV061176, please. Compliance of May 24, 2011. Case number 10 is Are there any persons in the audience, respondents who are here? You've come forward.
Mr. Chair, I want to bring this up at this time. When something comes into compliance, can we see pictures of the compliance? Just to see pictures of it, and we can go, yeah, that's a good job, or, you know, make ourselves feel better.
If that's the pleasure of the board, I guess we could do that. Is that appropriate, Tony?
You know, there are all these things, and I believe they're in compliance. That's not the issue, but it would kind of be nice to see these buildings come into compliance.
I sometimes wonder,
I think that'd be fine to see it, but I don't want to see it in a situation where is it in compliance or not in compliance.
No, yeah. We can't.
Okay.
I think we as members of the board can go out and look at it ourselves.
Okay.
I'm more comfortable about compelling staff.
Right.
I mean, if they have to have pictures, and if
they can take them,
do that.
Well, or if any member wants to see the pictures, they can see those at their pleasure.
Okay,
that's very available. Yeah.
The case is closed at that point.
Because my understanding is we're not supposed to go out and look at properties. So what good does it go after it comes into compliance to look at it? We don't have any
compliance. We can
any skills at determining that.
Well, I mean, point well taken from the perspective of wanting to feel, wow, this is something that we've accomplished. And I think going riding out there then, after the fact, is not a problem.
No.
You're not viewing it for the sake of trying to make determinations regarding its compliance or that.
The pictures are attached on POTRAC, and you can always go online and go on POTRAC and look at it.
So you do take pictures then after it's in compliance? And they're just posted online. I'm perfectly happy with, having access to them.
That'll be easier if anyone wants to see them and they can see them.
You don't want to get in that situation. Is it in compliance? Is it not?
Okay. All right. I get it. Thank you.
Are there any persons who are coming forward for cases? Any respondents who are present? Anyone in the audience? Okay. Case number 10 is CEB061177, Daytona Ocean Sands, LLC. The property is located at 2024 North Atlantic Avenue. Tom?
It's non-compliance. It's a lot of issues. The gentleman, I had an inspection on the 31st. He's doing cosmetic work on it. He's not really fixing the issues here.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. It's, like I said, police issues. And I believe it's also, I think Amy was telling me that it's under foreclosure and they got a... I just gonna have a receivership go to it on the 28th or something like that, June. Like I said, he did. I give him credit. He did take care of the fire inspection issues. He passed that, but he's doing cosmetic work, which is not gonna.
Are there people living in? Liz Pendon's been fouled yet?
Excuse me.
Has a Liz Pendon been fouled?
I believe so. It was. I think he got there, Amy, with the.
Mr. Sino, Mr. Jackson.
There's a receivership on it. And,
he's still finding out compliance.
Right, beyond that, though.
There are tenants in this property?
Oh, yeah, it's a motel.
Liz Pendon was reported April 27th, 2020.
Okay. Okay. And the notices were signed for? No, they were not. They were just sent. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance. Compliance date, Tom? Next cutoff?
Yeah, I give them next cutoff, but it's impossible. But.
Okay. And requiring the respondent to bring the property into compliance on or before July 6, 2011, they'll be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Brown, second by Mr. Borns. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, I have a question. Sure. Tom, in looking through these violations, I see some things that are, in my estimation, related to safety.
Right. Officer Alderman did an initial inspection. I came over and did a re-inspection. The fire safety issues, the life safety issues, there's really no life safety issues right now. The balconies, there's not being rented to those certain units. the fire issues were in compliance as of 31st of May. So all the fire issues for life safety is under control right now. And the balcony issues, he's not renting to those people right now.
It just disturbs me to say we're waiting until July 6th and we've got some people living there and there are, you know, safety issues.
Right.
I don't know what we can do about that at this point.
There's no way for me to really check it daily either. I go by there as much as possible, but I can't verify that he's renting these rooms out. So.
Yeah, I think you can put that point in the order since he's doing it anyway. It's supposed to be in the order that the rooms that are related.
Right.
I don't know if you have them specific, that you have them, you're not going to identify them, but rooms that are related to life safety,
mm-hmm.
that issues aren't being rented.
Okay. Mr. Brown, would you consider amending your order?
Yes, sir.
I mean your motion, excuse me.
Amending the motion to include that. No.
That's what I want to say.
Amend the motion to include that those rooms that are considered life or health concerns remain unoccupied. Until compliance is set, is complete.
Would you like to hear that differently, Tony?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's saying the right thing. I guess the question would be, how has that been communicated to them at this point?
What do you mean, how has it been communicated? How?
As far as which rooms?
I did the initial inspection with him on the 31st of May, a re-inspection, and we went did a walkthrough, and he was showing me the issues. And
what were we finding as the life safety issues for those rooms?
It was just
the
right, just the balconies.
Okay, so the rooms that have been identified as having balcony.
Right, well, there should be an engineering report done, but he's not going to do it. So,
okay, so at this point, the rooms that have been identified as having...
From my visual inspection, right, it's not being rented.
Balconies that
right.
are not safe.
Right.
But those rooms are not to be rented.
Correct.
Rooms with balconies?
Done.
I'm safe.
No, no. The life safety
the life safety issues for the balconies.
Okay,
that'll be better.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, no.
What
about the emergency?
Right, because each room was not inspected, so... And there's no engineering report done either. So.
Should not be rented.
But what about the emergency? What about the emergency stair access handrails being damaged?
They were cosmetically repaired, but they're not been inspected by the building department yet.
The damaged or missing electrical covers, are those in
right.
a common area or within rooms?
The common area. I don't know which rooms. If he's got more, like I said, we got to do another inspection of the whole motel again, room by room, and he's just giving us a runaround cosmetic-wise. He wants to show me stuff he's not doing.
I'm concerned about the electrical covers
if you've got children there.
And
right. Well, like I said, I don't know what each room is, if it's going to be... The common areas where the violations, they were corrected right now.
Okay.
But again, that's a cosmetic-wise, so...
Tom, exactly what type of business is this?
It's
is
a motel.
A condo?
The regular motel.
Motel.
Right.
Is there any chance the city can shut it down?
I personally don't think our building official will shut it down for it. There's no major life safety issues
okay.
at this time.
Do you happen to know who the actual owners are, the LLC?
I believe that. I think Amy gave it to me, too. That is, it's a gentleman from Poland, I believe his name was. What was it?
Like, well,
that
is the name
of
this
Wisniewski.
Right. The owner
as
well?
No, Daytona Ocean Sands LLC is the...
Okay, but I mean...
But he's
the,
I believe...
He's the managing member.
I think he's the only...
So him and his wife, I believe it was.
He's the only manager that's listed.
Tell
him.
Tell him the immediate safety issues
right.
have been addressed.
Yeah, and that's mostly what Alderman was doing. It was looking at the fire issues
mm-hmm.
with the fire inspector, and I got to go along with it. I didn't believe he was going to pass it, but May 31st he did pass it. So all the fire safety issues were passed.
So basically, our hands are tied
right.
as to what we can do.
Right.
Is because we have a compliance date set for next month, and that's...
Well, that hasn't been voted on yet.
Oh, well, that's true.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board?
The receivership hearing is June 28th.
Yeah, 28th.
Okay. Motion to appoint the receiver, or in the alternative, for order directing deposit of rents in the court registry.
Here are no comments. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 11 is CEB 061178. Hold on. Is there... We're okay?
I just wanted just clarifying the life safety verbiage. Did we decide on it?
Any rooms that have life safety issues should not be rented. I think that was blanketed everything.
Yeah.
Case number 11 is CEB 061178. Is that high or jai? Because back in the day, J-A-I was high. High.
I think it's jai.
Jai.
Yeah.
Jai Shri Ambu.
I don't know.
Incorporated.
Talking about High Line maybe or something?
Property is located 895 North Nova Road. We're here to determine compliance, non-compliance.
It's non-compliant right now. They're making some progress. They're waiting for a cooler door and an exterior fire door. She advises me that she came back from India and that it will be done within the next 2 weeks. And she told me that last week. So it's a business. Yeah, it's a gas station.
Done by July 6th, Tom?
Yeah, definitely by July 6th.
Chair will entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and requiring respondent to bring the property into compliance by July 6, 2011. Will be returned to the board for consideration of the fine with $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. Are they serving food?
Yes.
And the state was notified, too, so I notified the state.
My question with regards to what we just entertained with the other case, the blocked emergency exit, is that for the customers or is that for them?
It's for the customers. They had stuff in the aisles and then back by the back door.
And that's still
removed.
There?
No, it's removed. It's been removed.
It's been removed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for that cooler door and exterior door that they're looking for, a fire door. So.
Okay, but emergency exits have been cleared?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 12 is CEB 061179, Robert C. Gingery, 109 Fairfax Drive. That's number 12, Danny.
Yeah, this property was a rental, and I had cited them in the past for dorm living and no occupation license. They did get the occupation license, but the dorm living issue continued. After a while, I guess what they did was kick them all out. So it's vacant now. It's been abandoned, and the homeowner association has been complaining about items left outside, the exterior, and the landscaping. The landscaping has been maintained by the city from time to time, but the outside storage has been still out there. It's just a couple of things, but they complain about it, and I wind up citing it and bringing it to the code board.
Okay. What about the next cutoff?
Yes, non-compliance next cutoff, the July 6th.
Yes. Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and requiring respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011. Will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mr. Brown. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 13 is CEB 061180, which is in compliance as of April 30th, 2011. Case number 14 is CEB 061181, Karen Ann Fisher Barrett. Property is located at 1057 Berkshire Road. Hi, Vic.
Good morning. I have had contact. They have made application. They had their first inspection on the 6th of June. It did fail. So right now we're still in noncompliance. We're looking for the next cutoff.
Next cutoff. Chair would entertain a motion for respondent in noncompliance and requiring respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011. or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time $250 administrative fee.
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Kundick?
Second.
Ms. Kundick has a motion. Mr. Brown has a second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 15 is CEB 061182, which is in compliance as of May 31st, 2011. Case number 16 is CEB 061183, which is in compliance as of May 31st, 2011. Case number 17 is CEB 061184, Maxwell Fulcher and Shelby Core LLC. Property is located at 1328 Eugene Black Street.
As is the case with a lot of these property owners, they wait till the 11th hour to do something. So I have heard from them. They have made application for the occupational license. There's no date set yet, but we're still in noncompliance, and we're looking for the next cutoff.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and requiring the respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011, or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown. I believe it's Mr. Borns.
Yes.
Has a second. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 18 is CEB 061185, Mary Curry. Property is located at 1097 Madison Avenue.
No contact. Noncompliance, next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and requiring respondent come into compliance by July 6, 2011, will be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart.
Question.
Question, Mr. Harrington.
Why can't we just fine them and get rid of them? This has been going on since March.
Notice. We have to provide adequate notice.
We haven't provided notice prior to this?
We have to allow them also the opportunity after we find them in noncompliance to come into compliance.
Sometimes we notify them. We have to wait for the letters to come back. The letters come back a month, month and a half later. If they don't pick them up, then we have to post. Then we have to wait another 30 days. So all of these things sometimes do take some time.
But in the meantime, they don't have a license that they're required to have occupancy. So all they have to do is play a game of not returning the paperwork or showing up.
Correct.
Are we ever going to stop this?
This is a state-mandated policy, Mr. Arrington, unfortunately.
There's something wrong with this. And I don't think it's the state. I think I haven't read the law, but I'm sure the state states a law. But somehow or another, it doesn't state you can start and take a 6 months to a year to get somebody to get a license that they're required to have before they can rent the property.
We have to give legal proper notice, and that's what we do. That's the way
we
work.
Is there no better way to give legal proper notice than we're doing? These people are collecting rent. Somehow or another, they're around.
Well,
I'm not blaming anybody, and I'm just saying it appears to be an open game that's being played here.
Some owners have found that it's cheaper to pay the $250, Mr. Harrington, rather than have the inspectors come in and inspect the property and then have to bring the property up to code. Rather than paying a couple of $1,000, in some cases they just feel it's, and repair everything and bring everything up to code. They just believe it's cheaper just to pay the $250.
So my question is, are we, by their not paying the $250, which they're not paying anything, are we getting the inspection done?
No.
No.
No. No. So we're accomplishing really nothing here.
We this can only impose a $250 administrative fee, which again, based on my understanding, I was at the city commission meeting when it was imposed, or actually discussed a couple of years ago, three, 4 years ago, Tony, that we could only impose a $250 administrative
but
fee.
But this board did discuss recommending increasing that amount, if I recall.
Well, that's something that has to go through the state.
I don't think you can increase the amount.
It's
that's a
state
law.
Standard. Correct.
But what we can do, which South Daytona has done, is not let people do business, because it is a business, unless they have their license. We can do that. That's what they do.
And
that's not against state
law. That's what I'm what I'm after. I don't.
And I'm not sure that's not in our code, because businesses have to have businesses have to have tax receipts to do business, and renting property is considered a business. So in order to do business, they have to have a license. I think. Is that correct? I think. Is that correct, Mr. Jackson or Mr. Zeno?
Right now, the only thing we can do at this point is to follow the city ordinance.
Right.
The city ordinance says it's $250. We don't have any other remedy. Now, we already asked the commission to take a look at this. We felt this was insufficient.
Correct.
Can we do that already?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we formally asked them, but we're talking about it, so.
We did.
Okay.
Okay, well, I won't bring it up again. Thank you.
Are there any additional comments or questions by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Case number 19 is CEB 061186. I guess that's Shiloh R. Dadani and Ajit R. Dadani, joint trust. The property is located at 1135 Mason Avenue. No occupational license.
They have just applied. We have no date for inspection set yet.
Okay.
So we are still in noncompliance and looking at next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance and requiring respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011. Or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Case number 20 is CEB 061189, Masood Parandi. Property is located, it's a vacant lot on Earl Street. Parcel number is 53050813-0014. Maintenance code violation.
They've applied for a permit and they've already started working on it. So it's non-compliance next cutoff.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and requiring respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011, or be returned to the board for consideration of a $1,000. Imposing a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I don't know who was the second. Mr. Barnes? Motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Barnes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
All right.
Case number 21 is CEB 061191, 415 Main Street, LLC. Property is located at 14 North Hollywood Avenue.
This is right behind the laundromat on Main Street where they're parking multiple vehicles.
Okay, that's a Nick George property.
Yeah, I thought somebody was going to be here. A lot of it's been moved. The only thing that was there this morning, or I think actually last night after I got out of the Main Street board, I went by there and I have a picture of just the RV is what's left.
So still non-compliant.
Next cutoff.
Yep.
Chair would entertain a motion finding respondent in non-compliance and requiring respondent to come into compliance by July 6, 2011, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Smart, second by Mrs. Himes. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
That's Main Street.
Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign.
And they didn't show up.
Case number 22 is CEB 061192, Donald Jones. Property is located at 34 South Hollywood Avenue.
Compliance yesterday.
That was the...
Michael, are all these cases part of the Daytona Proud initiative?
No, these are all prior to Daytona Proud.
Is there any miscellaneous business that any member of the board would like to bring forward or discuss? Any member of city staff who would like to bring forth any miscellaneous business?
Well, just a quick question, Mr. Chair. How far have we come across the bridge yet to mainland for the Daytona Proud? Not yet.
Where?
Have we crossed the bridge yet?
No,
okay.
No.
Tracy? No. Okay. That's fine. Right?
And it's a lot.
Oh, I'm sure.
Usually when I did that full sheet, remember when we were doing it on the team, most of those sightings are in the National Property Management.
There are 13 cases
that have National Property Management. Yeah, but we've adopted that. We've adopted that in our code under Chapter 19 of the Heartland Development.
Okay, we did get those.
So,
Okay.
Can I piggyback on the question regarding Daytona Proud? Is there anything that can be done to get the news journal to publish an article talking about the Daytona Proud project? Publicize what we're doing to try to make Daytona more proud?
I think you, as a citizen, can contact the news journal.
I don't know.
Make a recommendation.
Mentioned it, but I went to do some reinspections for Daytona Proud, and of the, I've got about 2/3 that are not in compliance. However, I did notice a lot of people out painting, a lot of ladders on walls, so things are happening.
Good.
So, I mean, 100% compliance is going to be difficult, but things are moving.
Thanks, Vicki.
Looking better.
Well, any other members of city staff or the board who'd like to make comments, questions? No miscellaneous business. Ms. Kundig?
Nothing, thank you.
Ms. Hines? Mr. Borens?
Yes, sir.
Leadership comes last, Mr. Brown. Mr. Harrington? Mr. Smart?
No.
Mr. Brown?
No.
Mr. Sino?
Yes.
I have nothing. Have a great month. Hope everybody stays well. Enjoy this hot weather. We are adjourned.